32-year-old Mildred Omer goes about her daily routine. Every morning at 6 o'clock, she wakes up her son, Augustine, and prepares him for school. The 4-year-old has a glass of milk and a bite of unleavened bread called chapati before he heads off to school. He is one of only a few students who get anything to eat before going to class. This school, called Seed School Kibera, began offering early childhood education 7 years ago to underprivileged children. Today, there are 60 students ranging from 3 to 14 years of age. Benjamin Odiambo, who has been teaching at the school for the last 2 years, says it caters to both the minds and the bodies of its students.
The children look forward to the meals because most of these children come from less privileged families. This is the only meal they can afford within a day. So we are not just feeding them physically, but we are also nourishing them intellectually.
Unemployment here is rife, and most students come to school hungry, which can lead to a lack of concentration and poor performance. So the school started a food program. At 10 a.m., the students have porridge, and at 1 p.m., they get served a hot, nutritious lunch before they leave for home 3 hours later. Mildred Auma is among the lucky few who own a business that can provide for her family's basic needs. She makes around $10 a day from selling groundnuts and buns. But she is grateful for the meals her son gets at school.
The school is close to my business, and the fact that they give me meals is great. But Augustine may not be able to stay there when he graduates from class 3. If it happens, I will ask them to help them find a place in a similar school.
Patrick Aoki, the school's director, says the food program is financed by employing some of the parents to make beaded jewelry. Sales of the necklaces and bangles generate about $120 a month.
We have an economical challenge in the slums. So one major thing we actually do is to offer a feeding program for the children. This supports them actually to be able to grow intellectually and maybe physically to be able to concentrate in their learning.
For Augustine and his schoolmates, this education may provide a way out of poverty into a more promising future. Lenny Rovaga for VOA News, Nairobi.